We can get started. Okay, everyone, we're going to get started. If there's anyone in the hallway wants to come in, we're going to steps 1, 2, and 3. God, am I understanding?
Hi, my name is Jolie, and I'm a compulsive eater. Hey, I just want to remind you that this workshop is being recorded, and once the workshop is recorded and reviewed by the CEA Howe WSO board or its delegates, it will be added to the CEA Howe website and where it will become part of the public domain. So, if you do want to come up later and use this microphone to ask a question, we ask that you sign a release waiver up here on the table before you speak, and I will help you fill that out. Thank you. There's more. I'm also going to read the CEA Howe Statement of Anonymity. So, there may be some here who are not familiar with our tradition of personal anonymity at the public level. So here it is, Tradition 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and other public media of communication. Thus, we respectfully ask that CEA Howe speakers and members not be photographed, videotaped, or identified by full name on audio recordings or in published or broadcast reports or meetings, including those on the internet. The assurance of anonymity is essential in our effort to help other compulsive eaters who may wish to share our recovery program with us. And our tradition of anonymity reminds us that CEA Howe principles come before personalities. A further note about anonymity. Out of respect for others, please do not take photographs during any of the events at the Global Convention. Also, be considerate when taking photographs around convention venues. Take care that you do not capture images of CEA Howe members, family members, and friends who did not give permission and who may not wish to appear in your photos. Please do not post recognizable photos or identifiable CEA Howe members on websites accessible to the public, including unrestricted pages on social networking sites. We thank you for cooperation and observance of our tradition of anonymity, and I will now turn the meeting over to Deborah.
Yes, thank you, Jolie. Thank you. Okay. All right. So I won't take any pictures of you today. And... All right, thank you. All right, welcome everyone. This workshop is steps 1, 2, and 3. I can't, God can, so I think I'll let the God of my understanding. So if you could, go ahead and just, after you're gonna need a notebook, and I have paper up here and some pens as well. But for now, if you want to just put your things aside and under you and go ahead, we're just going to do a meditation. We can just center and get ourselves in the room. Ah, and congratulations, you made it. Thank you very much. You made it to the convention. Got yourself in a workshop. You came and did something good for yourself. Something in you got you here today. Of all the places you could have gone and could be, could go or not go, you came here. So go ahead, close your eyes. Kind of feel your feet in front of you. If you don't feel comfortable closing your eyes, you can just find a spot down, you know, on the floor, on a wall, just to gaze, whatever is comfortable for you. When I meditate, I do either. Sometimes I'm just too amped up to close my eyes, so I need to just look somewhere and find a gaze. Just go ahead, just let out a sigh of relief. And I feel your toes under you. Start to notice that you're breathing. Air goes in, air goes out. And there's nothing you have to force or do, no place you have to be. And on the inhale, just start to think, breathe in. And the exhale, breathe out. I want you to start to just think, breathe in. One, two, three, four. Breathe out. One, two, three, four, five. And breathe in. Breathe out. And breathe in. And on the exhale, let go. Breathe in. Let go. And on the inhale, let God. Let go. Just going to do that for another minute. And as you're paying attention to your breath, notice anywhere in your body that feels tight. It's calling attention. And if it's nothing, that's okay too. Breathe in. Let go. And breathe in. One, two, three, four. Exhale. One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four. Exhale, one, two, three, four, five, six. If any part of your body is speaking to you right now, feeling any pain or feel it pulling, just put the breath focus to that spot. See it just letting go and dissolving. And when you're ready, you can keep your eyes closed and let's say the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thy will, not mine, be done. And when you're ready, just let your eyes open up. Start to look around the room. Notice colors, people. Feel your feet. And go ahead, take your hands and just go ahead and rub them together. Feel that friction and that energy. And then go ahead, take your hands and just on your jaw. And another sigh of relief. Now go ahead, you can smile, congratulating yourself again. You're here. You might be in the room now. I know I am. I see all of you, and that grounds me. So, again, if you have just come in, this workshop is steps 1, 2, and 3. I can't. God can. I think I'll let the God of my understanding. So the hope today is that you come away with a newer understanding or better understanding of what a higher power means for you. That's the intention today. So what I'm going to do is we are going to do a series of some. I'm going to ask you some questions, and you're going to do some writing. And so I've got some notebooks, or if you have a notebook from your folder, and I can start to pass these out right now. And if you need a pen, let me know too. Okay, so we're going to start with step one. I'm going to ask you some questions. At the end of the workshop, I will have a handout that you can pass out, so you don't. But I like to just so you can, you know, get the brain going and get into some other mind state, just so that you're writing. I ask the question, and if you need me to repeat it, I'll repeat it. So, the first question is, and the answer should be today. You know, a couple of sentences. Keep it brief and concise. As you can. But you don't have to, doesn't have to be too small either. So step one. Name something currently in your life that you have no control over. It's funny, right? One thing, really? All right, so choose one thing. Something in your life that you have no control over, but you wish you had control over it. Yeah, and I wrote here, there may be many things, but pick something that is pressing you currently. So in a few sentences, list what is it and how is this situation making your life unmanageable? So just name the thing you wish you had control over it. If you could control it, how is it unmanageable wanting that so much right now? Okay, so now, unless anyone needs a little more time, what I'm going to have you do is you're going to pair off to the person next to you. And I'm going to give 3 minutes, and I want each of you is going to share. So go ahead and just, if you need to scoot next to somebody, please do. And it's good if it's the person closest to you. Okay. Okay, and first of all, just before we start, just for time, if I could just have your attention. So now that you've paired off, do we have anyone that doesn't have someone before you start? Okay, go ahead, number each, number 1 and 2, so we can know. So number 1 and number 2 with your pair. Okay, great. So now 1s go ahead and share, and then after that, 2s share. Okay. One more minute. I understand. Okay, everybody, I'm going to turn back to me now, unless anyone needs a little more time. Okay, go ahead. We'll give it another minute. I won't rush you. Is that okay? Still talking? Okay, good. Okay, so, all right, turn back, you'll have more time together. If you've just come in, just so you know, the first question on step one was, name one thing right now that's pressing in your life that you have no control over, but wish that you had control over it. And how is not having control over it making your life unmanageable? So, oh, great, congratulations. Take that off the list. Okay, so next. Now we're going to go to step two. So good. Turn forward, close your eyes, or look at the place where you were meditating on the wall or down at your feet. And then I'm going to have you write. But first, I'm going to ask you a question. What would it look like? What would it feel like to be restored to sanity in this situation? And when you're ready, open your eyes and start writing 3 to 5 sentences. What would it look like and feel like to be restored to sanity in this situation? Okay, now, before you pair off, I'm just going to give some instructions. So when we pair off, ones share first, share what it is, and then twos share. Share with each other your perspective writing. So if you didn't get to share before on your step one, go ahead and share that with each other, and then we'll go from there. Does that make sense? Okay, good. All right, so when you're ready, go ahead, pair off, and start read your writing to each other.
No, you go. You're supposed to go.
Okay, let's give this one more minute. Just make sure both people in your party have shared. Okay. Anyone need more time? Okay. Coming back to me. Go ahead and turn forward. If you didn't get to finish the next pairing, you'll get to. I'm going to read you something from the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. It's called We Agnostics. It's a little lengthy. You're welcome to close your eyes and listen. Think of it as a meditation. Chapter 4, We Agnostics. We hope we have made clear the distinction between the compulsive eater and the non-compulsive eater. If when you honestly want to, you find you cannot quit entirely, or if when eating, you have little control over the amount you take, you are probably a compulsive eater. If that be the case, you may be suffering from an illness which only a spiritual experience will conquer. To one who feels he is atheist or agnostic, such an experience seems impossible, but to continue means disaster, especially if he's a compulsive eater of the hopeless variety. To be doomed to a compulsive eating death or to live on a spiritual basis are not always easy alternatives to face. But cheer up. Something like half of us have thought we were atheists or agnostics. Our experience shows that you need not be disconcerted. If a mere code of morals or a better philosophy of life were sufficient to overcome this, many of us would have recovered long ago. Lack of power, that was our dilemma. We had to find a power by which we could live, and it had to be a power greater than ourselves, obviously. But where and how are we to find this power? Well, we have written a book which we believe to be spiritual as well as moral, and it means, of course, that we are going to talk about God. Here, difficulty arises. Some of us have been violently anti-religious. To others, the word God brought up a particular idea of Him with which someone had tried to impress them during childhood. Perhaps we rejected this particular conception because it seemed inadequate. With that rejection, we imagined we had abandoned the God idea entirely, and we were bothered with the thought that faith and dependence upon a power beyond ourselves was somewhat weak or even cowardly. Much to our relief, we discovered we did not need to consider another's conception of God. Our conception, however inadequate, was sufficient to make the approach and to effect a contact. As soon as we admitted the possible existence of a creative intelligence, a spirit of the universe underlying the totality of things, we began to be possessed of a new sense of power and direction, provided we took other simple steps. To us, the realm of spirit is broad, roomy, all-inclusive, never exclusive or forbidding to those who earnestly seek. It is open, we believe, to all people. When, therefore, we speak to you of God, we mean your own conception of God. This applies, too, to other spiritual expressions, which you may find. Do not let any prejudice you may have against spiritual terms deter you from honestly asking yourself what they mean to you. So on that note, step three. Describe in three sentences, 3 to 5 sentences. Who or what is your higher power now? And second part to that question is, and is it working for you? And it's okay to say, no, it's not working, or yes, it's working, at least my idea of it. And if not, you know, you don't like the word, whatever it is, just put it down. Where are you at with this topic right now? This idea of higher power. Okay, give that another 30 seconds, and then just, if you could look up to me so I know you're done writing. I've got another question to ask you. Okay, next question to ask yourself. If the answer was yes, this concept right now is working, the question is, how do you connect to this presence, this idea? So in a couple sentences or in a list, give some examples. Some ideas could be, I go to meetings, I meditate, I make outreach calls, the tools work for me. The other part, for those that answered no, this idea of this God or higher power isn't working, ask yourself what would, right now, if you were to connect to something new, what would it look like? And if you don't know, just write that too. You're going to share it with your partner, and then you're going to help each other. If anyone needs to repeat me to repeat any questions, just raise your hand, let me know. Okay, so now, unless anyone needs a little more time, I'm going to have you pair off, but here's some new instructions. You're going to share with each other. I'm going to give a little extra time this time in the pair off, because if there is someone in your party that that the answer was no, it's not working, or I'm struggling. I want you to help each other. So when the first person shares, the other person, if you could, if you have any, search for any experience, strength, and hope that you could share. Not advice, not telling them what to do, but share some experience, strength, and hope, like we do in the program. And then the other person, share their part. And then go ahead and share how you two relate. And go. Okay, we're going to give one more minute on this unless you need more time. Thank you. Okay, everyone, if you turn back to me, I've got another question for you. So as we started this workshop, I had said the intention of it is that you go away with a better understanding. And, you know, we were just talking over here, you know, how it's like, oh, you know, if I haven't figured it out. And I'm hoping you'll go away with a knowing of the idea that it's evolving instead of anything that we have to figure out. But it really is a personal individual, as what I just read. You know, it's a personal, to share some experience, strength, and hope, you know, as the leader up here. You know, I come to CA Howe because it saved my life. It was a rock bottom, compulsive eater. My abstinence date, by the grace of God, is January 15th, 2001. Things were very bleak and dark. And I can say that my idea of this, of a higher power, has evolved over the years and continues to. I'd say what it's evolved to today. Before, it had to be just an idea of a female. You know, I needed a strong female. Then I needed a strong male, and I started to picture these strong parents that just were guiding me. Just so I could let go and give it to something else. And I think, you know, the whole message today is that we don't have to get bogged down in understanding. If it means just I come to a meeting and I feel it, taking that action, then I connect to it. So that would be my example. Today, just sitting and getting quiet, just to stop talking, you know, and just listen and get some space. Then I know today it's intuition, by just that awareness of the breath. You know, we started with meditation. You know, the less analyzing up here. I know all this writing might seem like we're analyzing, but it's to get in touch with what do I believe, just like it said in here, not what anyone else, not even what my sponsor believes, not what comes out of my steps. What do I believe? What do I connect to? So now what I'm going to do is, the next question is, we're going to go back to that one thing that you wanted to control in step one. And my question to you is, first, in a sentence or two, how can you let this, and I'll repeat this, how can you let this higher power help you with this situation? And ask yourself, is there an action I could take today? Is there a letting go I need to consciously do today? Because sometimes the action is, I need to stay out of it. I need to do nothing. Or I need to go call my sponsor. I need to write about it. I need a nap. I need to do nothing. Whatever it is. So ask yourself. So I'm going to repeat all that again. Going back to that thing that you wish you had control over, but you have no control over it in your life right now, whatever it is that you wrote, how can this idea of higher power that you just felt today, on this day, what's today's date? So it's July 18th, 2015. On this day today, the belief I have in a higher power, how can it help me today, right now? Is there an action I could take today? Maybe it's asking someone for help. Or is there a letting go I need to consciously do? And how could I do that? How could I get help with that? So go ahead, write in a few sentences. If you have questions or need help, let me know. And then you're going to pair off again and share. Okay, and if you're ready, go ahead, turn to each other and share one at a time. just what you have. Okay, we're going to take one to two more minutes with this sharing. So if you can wrap it up. And one more minute.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone need more time? Has everyone been able to share with each other? Okay. You can turn back to me. Give it another few seconds. Okay, everybody. What I'd like to do now is if we could get a couple people that would like to share on the group level. And we've got someone right here. I'll go ahead and set a timer. If come up and just share with us maybe what your thing is and what the things, whatever it is that you want to share, feel free. And if you could come to the mic, we'll have you sign waivers.
I'm Gail, and I am a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Gail.
Hi. I'm a new member at this, at Compulsive Overeating. However, I've been a member of another organization that's near and dear to some of our hearts, which is AA, for a number of years. I don't know how I can do this. Anyway, I want to share with something with you that I have gone over many, many, many times. As we've learned, we have a foundation here of CHOW, which is our food plan. And then I believe that there is also an umbrella part of it, which is really the overall program itself. And I want to read this to you. Let me catch my breath here. And this is from the big book that we study all the time. And this happens to be on page 275. It's called Keys of the Kingdom. So it says here, AA is not a plan for recovery that can be finished and done with. It is a way of life, and a challenge contained in all its principles is great enough to keep any human being striving for as long as he lives. We do not, cannot outgrow this plan. As arrested alcoholics, we must have a program for living that allows for limitless expansion. Keeping one foot in front of the other is essential for maintaining our arrestment. Others may idle in retrogressive groove without too much danger, but retrogression can spell death for us. A complete change takes place in our approach to life. Where we used to run from responsibility, we find ourselves accepting it with gratitude that we can successfully shoulder it. Instead of wanting to escape some perplexing problem, we experience the thrill of challenge in the opportunity it affords for another application of AA techniques, and we find ourselves tackling it with vigor. There is no more aloneness with that awful ache so deep in the heart of every alcoholic that nothing before could ever reach it. That ache is gone, never need to return again. Now there is a sense of belonging, of being wanted and needed and loved. In return for the bottle and a hangover, we have been given the keys of the kingdom. And this is really the foundation or that umbrella thing of what addiction is all about, compulsive eating and our purpose here. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Anyone else want to share? Okay, great. So we have till 5. Anyone else want to share? Okay. All right, good. Then we will... does it say 4:45? Yeah, it does. Okay, good. All right, so on that note, if no one has anything to share, I'm going to take us out with a reading that I had set. So first of all, just go ahead and if you want to, again, close your eyes or find that spot and ask yourself, how are you different right now from an hour ago? Thank you. If you feel some relief, enjoy it, bask in it. It can only grow from there. We had been seeing a kind of flight, a spiritual liberation from this world, people who rose above their problems. We had seen spiritual release. For deep down in every man, woman, and child is the fundamental idea of God. It may be obscured by calamity, by pomp, by worship of other things, but in some form or other, it is there. for faith in a power greater than ourselves, and miraculous demonstrations of that power in human lives are facts as old as man himself. We finally saw that faith in some kind of God was a part of our makeup, just as much as the feeling we have for a friend. Sometimes we had to search fearlessly, but it was there. It was as much a fact as we were. We found the great reality deep down within us. So on that note, if you open your eyes, you're in the room. If we could make a big circle, if we can, and take out with a serenity prayer, please. And thank you for letting me be of service.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Coming back, it works if you work it.